dead.
The announcement from Lefurian was blunt. Caden glanced askance at him. He was the last of the Flawless to arrive and met the others at the edge of the murder site. Pulsing and writhing with its own anima, the serpentine whip coiled around his wrist trembled with barely checked restraint. Framed between scalp locks of dark, sinuous hair, his hooded eyes narrowed on the bloody remains of Aquilius.
I need no surgical acumen to see that, Lefurian.
Our brother's death is, in itself, remarkable.
Lefurian limped alongside Ardantes.
And you are not unscathed either. Your dances don't usually last long enough for anyone to cut you.
I encountered a Clade killer. Perhaps it was also responsible for this carnage.
Aquilius had been laid open, his armor cracked and split, his organs exposed and steaming. Part of his torso was missing, also his back and abdomen. Most of the skin on his body was flayed off. That too was missing. Encamped on the outskirts of the battlefield, the Incarnadine host had withdrawn its forces until it knew the intentions of the Hellhounds. The other Chaos Renegades were on the opposite side of the Imperials, who must now be thinking they'd prayed to the wrong gods. Vidar turned the corpse over with the muzzle of his carbine to reveal a patch of excised skin.
Trophy-taking doesn't smack of the methods of a Clade killer.
The Furian was hunched over the body. The apothecary's armor was battered. One shoulder guard was missing, allowing a red raw mass of half-burned flesh to protrude between cuirass and arm greave. A rebreather was fastened to his mouth, and chemical injectors jutted from his back like spines. One arm, crippled like his entire left side, was held close to his chest. Drakes had burned him, seared his skin down until it was black, until the meat beneath sizzled. He'd been left for dead, left by everyone. But Lefurian was as tenacious as he was bitter.
Not easy, removing the skin and flesh. It was tougher than hell-forged iron.
Chainax could do that.
Cadon's gaze drifted to the distant camp of the Hellhounds. Like Vidar, he was half-armored, but with a leather-greaved leg, studded with spikes. He went unhooded too, his face pale as alabaster, with the flesh-pink eyes of an albino.
Impossible. The Hellhounds just got here.
Vidar paused, scowled.
A vanguard could have landed in advance of the main war party. What do you think, brother?
Caden didn't answer. He was gone. Ardantes didn't notice his absence. He was stooped over the body, absorbing every abused detail.
Not trophies. Our brother was harvested.
Ichthyliad is long dead. And with Aquilius like this...
He nodded at the eviscerated remains.
We three are masters of the Incarnadine host.
Standing, Ardantes gestured to Lefurian.
We four, brother.
Yes, four.
Vidar met the apothecary's studiously neutral gaze.
My apologies.
Lefurian bowed to conceal his anger. Before the drakes, before the fire, he too had been flawless. Ardantes switched his attention to Vidar.
You always said one should rise to rule.
Vidar's gaze was on poor, mutilated Aquilius.
Not like this.
You could have done this.
Ardantes held up his hand to ward off the inevitable protest.
I could have done this.
It led to an obvious conclusion. Vidar shook his head. Reaving had been much simpler when Ichthyliad was alive.
Cadon was Aquilius's sword brother. They fought at the gate together.
The long war has changed us all, brother.
Indeed. And not only us.
Lufurion was pointing at a gunship landing in the distance. It bore the red and black of the Hellhounds.
Do you think they want parley?
Either that, or blood.